Good morning. This is Abby with your daily Berlin briefing for Tuesday, February 13th, 2018. Today is World Radio Day, as well as being Fat Tuesday, marking the last day of carnival season. As reported by the Tagesspiegel and based on a request from the SPD deputy Joschka Langenbrink from Neukölln, third graders from Berlin failed to score well in current benchmark tests. About half of the 24,000 pupils do not meet the minimum requirements in the area of spelling. Another quarter only achieve the minimum standard set by the Conference of Ministers of Education and Cultural Affairs. And looking at only at children of German origin, the results are nearly the same. 40% are at the worst level, and only 5% reach the optimum standard. For children who speak German as a second language, 60% do not reach the minimum standard. On the subject of reading, 30% are below the minimum standard, and only 18% reach optimum standards. It is also reported that more than one-third of primary school pupils are not able to solve the most basic problems when it comes to the mathematical topic of sizes and measurements. In non-German-speaking children, more than half of them are unable to reach correct solutions. In the trial against Brandenburg MP Jan Ulrich Weiss, member of the AfD party, for large-scale smuggling of cigarettes, a 37-year-old co-defendant made a confession at the start of the trial. He told his lawyer on Monday at the Neuruppin Regional Court that he had organized cigarette smuggling together with Weiss at the beginning of 2013. Weiss, who claims innocence, is accused of having smuggled a total of 5.8 million untaxed cigarettes by truck from the Netherlands to Great Britain in 2013. The evaded Dutch tobacco tax is said to amount to more than 1 million euros. Weiss was already on trial for a Facebook entry criticized as anti-Semitic, but was acquitted of the accusation of incitement to the people and a party expulsion procedure initiated because of the posting within the AfD remained unsuccessful. Weiss moved into the state parliament in November as a successor to former faction leader Alexander Gauland, who moved to the Bundestag after elections in September. Weiss is facing a prison sentence of between 6 months and 10 years for the smuggling. Berlin police and fire stations have been suffering from decay for a long time. Per a question from SPD's interior politician, Tom Schreiber, a housing company has now put the need for refurbishment at police stations at 191 million euros and 168 million euros at fire stations. The Senate's list of repairs needed is several pages long and often mentions new paintwork of the buildings and rooms, but buzzwords like leaking roofs and windows, as well as damaged building components, appear more often. Rat infestation was detected in two police buildings on Kruppstrasse in Moabit and in Wedekindstrasse in Friedrichshain as well. 1 year ago, Interior Minister Andreas Geisel of the SPD admitted that the police had a total of 1 billion euros in reconstruction backlog. At the same time, however, he emphasized that in the next 5 years, schools would be first renovated and the police and fire stations would follow later. Presently, however, at least some money is now available for the most urgent repairs. Since Monday, pupils at a total of 20 elementary schools in Berlin have the opportunity to learn Turkish. Lessons are offered for first to third graders in the districts of Mitte, Friedrichshain-Kreuzberg, Charlottenburg-Wilmersdorf, Tempelhof-Schöneberg, and Neukölln. The pupils are taught 2 hours a week by teachers of the state of Berlin in study groups. The Education Administration sees this as an alternative to the Turkish Consulate General's existing native language teaching, which has been criticized by parents to some extent as conservative and nationalistic. According to Education Senator Sandra Shiris of the SPD, Turkish language instruction is also intended to send out a signal to families with an immigrant background that their culture and language of origin is also recognized and valued in Germany. It is intended to extend the offer to other interested schools in the coming year. To stay updated on local Berlin news every weekday, subscribe to our podcast by visiting berlinbriefing.de, follow us on Twitter and Facebook, or enable our Alexa skill. Also, find us and other Berlin-related podcasts on bearradio.org. And if you like what we are doing, support us by telling your friends, send us feedback, and rate us on iTunes. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.